Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is good to know, praise God, that you have got a friend, that we have got a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise his holy name. Glory to the Lamb of God. Welcome to the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lily. Praise God, this afternoon. It is a blessing to be with you once again. Praise God for hallelujah, this broadcast. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And a great big shout out, praise God, to each and every one of you. Hallelujah, for coming to join and joining with us here today, that are part, praise God, that of the broadcast today, as well as those who have listened. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We welcome you, we thank you, hallelujah, for being a part of our broadcast. As you know, the call-in number, praise God, for the guest call-in number, I should say, for our broadcast is 319-527-6788. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And if there are any calls, I would be taking those calls at the very end or toward the end, praise God, of our broadcast. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Today we are going to be picking back up on our teaching. Hallelujah, glory to God. That continuation, I should say, was a slight detour. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We was sharing on last week on the subject of grace. And, of course, we did mention at that particular time about favor. Hallelujah, glory to God. And, of course, we're going to be talking about favor today, Father, regarding to God, the favor of God. Praise God. It's not a real expanded message or a long message or any such as today, because favor covers a multitude of ground. I mean, a much far space. Hallelujah, glory to God, when it comes down to dealing with that, as well as grace did, you know, and grace does. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. There are variation and various applications and so on and so forth. And so, you know, we haven't really just explored all. We just kind of touching bases on the scratching the surface, you might say, with regard to this. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we want to share a little bit about it. Praise God again. Hallelujah, glory to God. Of course, we are anticipating continuing on with our teaching. This is the All God series. When we started out, we had no idea that God was going to turn this into a series. Hallelujah, glory to God. He just gave us, praise God, the word. And, of course, one topic or title or subject, however you want to put it, praise God, that was it. And we saw, well, praise God, maybe a part one and part two. But God, hallelujah, glory to God, it's as usual. Hallelujah, glory to God. So the old folks would say he's up to something. He was up to something, and he is moving, hallelujah, in his way. And I thank him and praise him, hallelujah, glory to God, for the way that he is moving. And he's given me the opportunity to be able to come and share and be a part of this as well, hallelujah, as we share the of God series. So today we're talking about the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank God for that opportunity. Hallelujah, glory to God. Again, as I said, to be able to share with you and pray, hallelujah, glory to God, that you are being blessed by these various teachings, praise God, that we are sharing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. And of course, feel free to go ahead and just expand your studies even on them, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because we know that there's much more that can be shared, but removed as is led by the Spirit where we are concerned, praise God, and being able to share. And, of course, we may come back at some later date and share even a little bit more, sound a little bit more in each one of them as he has given and is given to us in the name of Jesus. It's all about him and what he wants and how he wants it done, praise God. It's not so much about us or me or Dr. Lily, praise God. It's what the Spirit of God is saying and how he wants to convey the messages to those who are listening, praise God, because he knows what's on our hearts and he knows our minds, praise God. Nothing, hallelujah, glory to God, can escape him. Sometimes we think that it may escape, that he's not paying attention, but he is paying attention. He's working behind the scenes. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank the Lord. And we thank and praise him. Hallelujah, glory to God. He wrote a book a few years ago, and that was the title of it. That was behind the scene, God's ultimate purpose unfold. You know, and so we thank and praise God for it. We were able to see firsthand that how sometimes he does that, you know, that we can't see and we don't know it's his purpose. We think that it's totally something else, but in actuality, it's not. He's working on something, praise God, and even though it may appear to be sometimes troublesome or maybe confusing or sometimes or maybe hurtful or heartache, or you're dealing with heartaches, various situations in your heart, and you just feel heartbroken about certain things. So we can really talk about an hour or two or 3 hours on that, just about that alone. But we think, well, okay, well, how is this going to work out for our good? You know, this can't help us in any way. I mean, this is too much pain. But in fact, that God, when he takes a hold to it, he could take our mess and turn it into a message. Hallelujah, glory to God. And through our message, praise God, he can turn it into a blessing. And we thank and praise him that he can use us, hallelujah, glory to God, as individuals. I'm not talking about myself exclusively, because it means for each and every one of us, we all have a story to tell. We've all been through something or going through something. And if not, keep on living. Hallelujah, glory to God. Life has a way of doing that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so this is why, perhaps why he's given me these messages too, as we're able to share, praise God, to remind us, hallelujah, glory to God, that he is a God of love. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of comfort. He's a God of grace. He's a God, hallelujah, glory to God, that of favor. He's a God of mercy and so on and so forth. So, you know, stick with us, praise God, as you come through and pray for us too, as we pray for you. Hallelujah, with regard to these messages, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because we want to be able to share and to expound as he's given them to us. There is a purpose behind everything, hallelujah, glory to God, that he does. Amen, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to get ready to go into a word of prayer, and then, of course, we're going to come back, and we're going to share our message of praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We still seem to be a little low as far as the volume is concerned, but we're working on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you again for your blessing on this day, your guidance, your protection, your direction, Father. Thank you for your anointing that break and destroy the yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the word that you have placed within our mouths, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all that you've done and doing. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And allowing us the opportunity to be able to share, hallelujah, glory to God, with a listening audience, Lord God, that they may receive, Lord God, that the word that not only the word that you've given through the message, but Father God, as well as the comments and various statements that will come as well, Father God, because we are sharing as you place on our heart and in our spirit as well to let them know what you have to say. Praise God, and we pray that it will touch and bring about change in some way or other, or comfort, help in some way or other. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank you for that, Father. We give you the praise for the opportunity to serve you. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we are a servant of yours, hallelujah, as well as a child of God. We thank you and give you praise for that. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for the message. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the delivery of the message. We are thanking you, Father, that those that listen will receive the message, and Father God, it will be applied to their hearts in the name of Jesus, and that they will share it with someone else. Hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give so carefully, give your name the praise, henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, for we give you the praise, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah, glory to God, who we praise, and we surely, hallelujah, praise you, hallelujah, with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, the favor of God. Good luck.
distinguish the Hebrew from that. It's intelligent by implication and expression. A knowledge of knowledge, a sense of understanding, a wisdom, a wise in the sight of God, and many. Proverbs 3 and 4. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hand upon us. Yes, establish. And that word, Greek, phrase about cool down. A primitive word properly to be erected is stand perpendicular, hence causes to set up in a great variety of application, whether virtually established, but the fit for there or fine, or figuratively to appoint, to render, sure, proper, or of course, prosperous. Certain concurrent direct faithfulness, passion, fasting, prayer, be fitted, be fixed, framed, to be met all days, order and all perfect, with preparation, and of course, provide, make provision. Again, make ready. Right, set, to step fast, for stable, or for a more established amount of movement. Carry that as well, and establish them, make sure that you stand your position, the work of our hands. Of course, that is Psalm 19:17. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So let's look at that again. That is talking about, praise God, from the scripture. And what I just read is now, praise God, was from Hebrew. And that word looks like the stem, praise God, a stem cell that we are talking about and dealing with that particular symbol. We are talking about, praise God, a man who represents the scripture, praise the Lord, and we can fill our living glory. But that is Psalm 19 and, of course, verse 17. So you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover them with faith as a with a shield. And that word shield, of course, is that equipment. Also, it's a shield and a guarding, also a buckler. And of course, we know that the Bible talks about the buckler and all of that, and the shield, and of course, a target, which is specific. That's what that is talking about, Psalm 5 and 12. A buckler, a small round shield held by a handle or worn on the forearm. And in Ezekiel 39:9, where it says they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn their weapons, both the shields and the buckler, the bows and the arrows, and the lances and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. The first shield is generic, buckler is specific, as it is illustrated. Further, that is the example of God's grace or favor can be found in 2 Timothy 1. The word the Apostle Paul told to the Germans, do therefore, my son, be strong and great, that is in Christ Jesus. Here and in many other places in the scripture, God's grace be the beneficiary, the ability to strength, do something they were humanly capable of doing. Amen. By his dominant empowerment, power, by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, power, like in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, and they all were together in one place, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw the scenery of fire that separated and came to rest. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit enabled them to talk. They were not able to do this in and of themselves. So we know that through the word that God will not only bring the anointing, praise God, that rests upon us to do certain things, praise God, maybe intellectual or spiritual things, supernatural things, praise God, as it were. But also for physical things as well. Because his spirit is a spirit of empowerment. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, we invite you, praise God, to open your heart, hallelujah, glory to God, and just be receptive, hallelujah, glory to God, because, you know, the Bible tells us that he is ever reaching out to us through, hallelujah, glory to God, by different means and methods by way of the Holy Spirit, and that we so often don't receive him, praise God, or we don't acknowledge him, hallelujah, glory to God. I remember my experience, I only have just a few moments, but my experience in myself in salvation, praise God, and how I was invited to go to this little church, and of course they had to more or less trick me to get me to this church. My cousin of mine told me that my father's group was going to be there at this particular church, and of course, her cousin, which was older than both of us, had tried to get me to come before that, but I refused, praise God, to go. As a matter of fact, I said to her, I said, if God wants me to come to that church, he'll let me know, and then I'll come. I wasn't saved yet, but that in the context of the fullness in which it's understanding, but I knew that at the presence of God, I knew enough about God, praise God, that he had a way somehow, or sometimes he will pull on you. And so I was waiting for that tug, and I was waiting for that personal, you might say, invitation to know that this is the direction that I needed to go. Even though I didn't fully understand it, praise God, and from every aspect, I was trusting theologically. I certainly did not understand it, but nevertheless, I knew that I was waiting for that stress or something. And when my older cousin tried to get me to come, I was not open to come. But nevertheless, when the younger cousin came and she said about my father's group being at this church, well, I wanted to hear my dad sing, and I love hearing him in the group thing. So I agreed. I said, yeah, okay, I'll come. But I'm giving a short version because of time constraint. But I said to her, as we're standing, we're waiting on the bus, and I was telling her, and we're talking just casually, and I said to her, this group is not going to be there. And she looked at me kind of strange, and like, as of how do you know the group is not going to be there? But in my heart, there was something in my spirit that was telling me that the group was not going to come. And sure enough, the group didn't show up. But when the bus came, we went to the church. Again, like I said, the group did not show up. But my first words after coming in and greeting the people and being greeted by the people was, well, God, the group is not here, but I'm here. That was what I said, you know. And saying that, that was that time and that open door to say, okay, God, I'm ready, you know. And even though I didn't fully accept him that night, within a few weeks or so, I did come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have been walking with him ever since. So God has a way of working, hallelujah, glory to God, and drawing and pulling by his Spirit. And sometimes if we inadvertently, of course, sometimes we just defiantly, you know, just don't want to hear it. We don't know anything or know anything about Jesus. But again, when he's pricking your heart and he's pulling on you, I urge you, don't resist him. Receive him. Ask him to come into your heart to forgive you your sins. Hallelujah, glory to God. Wash you and cleanse you, purify you, sanctify you. And receive the grace that we're talking about. Receive that type of favor that we are talking about. We thank God for favor for men. Hallelujah, glory to God. Women, girl, and boy. But we especially need the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah, in our lives, especially in this time of our life. So be aware of that. Be open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's not asking for much. Yes, he asked you to return, to repent, to turn from whatever you're doing. But I'll tell you something. There's no greater feeling, no greater place to be when the storms of life are hitting than knowing Christ, having Christ in your heart. There's an inner strength that comes. I know. I've been through some things. Some I will share, some I will not. But I'll tell you, you can talk to me at any time you feel that you want to or would like to have counseling, praise God, or prophecy, praise the Lord, feel free to call me at 305-917-5223. You may visit my website at www.apostlefandesso.com. Amen. And I would love and be more than happy to talk and to share with you and explain more. Hallelujah, glory to God. That is a part of my function. That is a part of my ministry, part of my calling and my anointing. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. More to come by his grace. Hallelujah, glory to God, with his help. Amen. Thank you for joining with us here this evening here. Hallelujah, glory to God, on the LRCM broadcast. We praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God, once again, for this opportunity to be with you. Hallelujah, glory to his lovely and wonderful, wonderful name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. Until next time. Bye now. Thank you.